In today's news, we will be discussing how the student body government wants to address student homelessness, food insecurity, and the mental health of students. We'll also cover how EMU is helping to improve health disparities among the Asian American community, and updates on the football team's bowl eligibility. I'm Liz Horniak, and you're listening to the Eastern Echo Podcast. The EMU Center for Health Disparities, Innovations, and Studies is funding a project with Racial and Ethnic Approaches to Community Health, or REACH, to improve the health conditions within the Asian American community in Hamtramck. This project is focused on breaking the barriers of language, socioeconomic status, and lack of access to healthy, culturally appropriate food. During a Senate meeting on November 19th, student government discussed its concerns with student homelessness, housing insecurities, food insecurities, and mental health. They hope to come up with solutions and put those plans into action in order to help EMU students. Police have a suspect in custody for the shooting that occurred in a Country Meadows apartment complex on November 1st. The suspect is 26-year-old Ajay Tremaine. Tremaine has been charged with first-degree home invasion and robbery while being armed. Here are the upcoming events for this week. Today at Roosevelt Hall, from 11 to 1, Brandy Kramer will present her dissertation, Effects of Emotional Intelligence, Collaboration Technology, Team Climate, and Intrinsic Motivation on Virtual Team Effectiveness, a study of team member perceptions. This event is free and open to the public. The university will be closed beginning on Wednesday, and classes will resume on December 1st. On Wednesday, the Miss Boylesque Drag Pageant will be held from 7 p.m. to midnight at the Tap Room, which is located at 201 West Michigan Avenue. Participants of this event will have a chance to win a prize package that is worth over $1,000. Doors will open at 6 p.m., so get there early. The cost of this event is $20. On Saturday, November 30th, the Holiday and Vendor Show will be taking place at the Huron Valley Pace Center from 10 to 3. This event will feature homemade jewelry, soap, and items for pets. The Huron Valley Pace Center is located at 2940 Ellsworth Road. For more information, you can call 734-879-0323 or email imanshanahan@hbpace.org. Sunday, December 1st, is the last day to turn in your application for Winter Break Study Abroad program. With this opportunity, students can earn up to 3 credits and use their winter financial aid to cover expenses. Students will be abroad from February 22nd to March 3rd, 2020. For more information, go to emich.edu. Here's what's going on with EMU Athletics. Our football team beat Northern Illinois on November 19th with a score of 45-17. This means that EMU is now bowl eligible. Our team has a 6-5 record for the season and a 3-4 record within the MAC. Also in football, players Hassan Badon and Jake Jillian have been nominated to receive the Burlsworth Trophy and the Ray Guy Award. The Burlsworth Trophy is given to the best football player whose career began as a walk-on. As a walk-on, an athlete doesn't receive financial aid for athletics during their first season with the team. The Ray Guy Award is given to the best FBS punter during the Home Depot College Award Show. The Augusta Sports Council looks at the percentages of punts with no return, net punt yards, and punts inside the 20-yard line to determine who will receive the award. The next football game will be on Friday, November 29th at Reinierson Stadium against Kent State. The game is at noon. EMU's men's basketball team went to Montego, Jamaica on Friday, November 22nd for Jersey Mike's Jamaican Classic. The Eagles won their game against the University of Maryland, Baltimore with a score of 62-45. On Wednesday, EMU's women's basketball team will play against Michigan at the Convocation Center from 2-4. On November 15th, both EMU men's and women's cross-country teams placed in the top 10 at the Great Lakes Regional. To all of our listeners, thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Eastern Echo Podcast. On behalf of the entire podcast staff, happy Thanksgiving and have a restful break. As always, full-length articles covering everything we've discussed today are available at easternecho.com. Print copies of the Eastern Echo will resume distribution beginning on December 2nd. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please reach out to us at podcast@easternecho.com. We'll be back soon with an updated news briefing. This is your host, Liz Horniak, signing off.
The Eastern Echo podcast is directed by Ronia Isabel Kabunsug and produced by Riley Barnsdale. This episode was written by Jasmine Boyd.
This was an Eastern Echo podcast.